Okay, just as a thought, we're starting with this sugya, which is really a continuation of where we left off last year, as each year we continue the sugyas from the previous year. But it's a new sugya. It is connected with Daf Chaf Aleph from Beis, but it could be learned by itself also. The sugya over here is discussing the issa of using the neiris, or being mishtamish b'neiris, or being nehena from the neiris. What is the gather? And there's a lot to learn from it, and also in understanding the halachas of neiris and the piyut that we say afterwards of a neiris halalu. And the Gemara begins with a member from Ravasi. Amrav Yudah Amravasi, Asa Lahartzois Mois Kenegin Ner Chanukah. Lahartzois means either to count or to check the money, to check that the tzura on the money is the right tzura, in front of the Neiris. This is to do that in front of the Ner Chanukah. And then the Gemara goes on with Shmuel, Ki Amrita Kameh Shmuel Amali V'chiner Kedushi Yeshba, which we have to understand what is bothering Shmuel. What's bothering Shmuel that he jumps to the conclusion. He says, is there a Kiddusha over here? And then what's the Teretz of the Gemara? So the Baal Ma'or and the Ramban seem to have machlekes over here how to understand the Gemara. And then we'll move on to Halacha, to a few practical cases that come up with our Menorah. So here we have the Shita Ravasi. According to the Ramban, Rav Asi holds like the sheet of Rav from earlier. And according to the Baal Ma'or, there's a machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav from Chaf Aleph on Beis. Now, Shmuel is being metaman on the Chiddush of Rav Asi, which according to the Baal Ma'or, what comes out is that there are three sheets over here. There's the sheet of Chaf Aleph on Beis, that there's an issa to use the Ner Chanukah, even for a Tashmish of Kedusha. The second sheet is Rav Asi, he's being Chaylik. And then there's Shmuel. Shmuel held that there's no Issa to use the R. He held like Rav Huna, Rav Chista, which I quoted earlier, on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Chaf Aleph and Beis. Shmuel held that there's no Inyan of Bizui Mitzvah over here, that when I use the Ner Chanukah for my own usage, it's not considered like I'm being Mevazed the Mitzvah. It's only when I'm using the ner itself, if I'm taking the ner itself, that could be a bizud. Like, if I'm using the ner to light another ner with this ner, which we'll learn more about in Yirat Hashem tomorrow, using the ner Chanukah to light another ner with it, that's a bizud. When using the ner itself, but being nana or using the light of the candle will not be a bizud mitzvah according to Shmuel. And therefore, according to Shmuel, when the Gemara brings the Svara Bizi Mitzvah from Kisui Adam, Shmuel held that that's Dafka over there where I'm using it. I'm using my foot to push the dirt on. So that's a Bizi in the Mitzvah itself. It's like using the Ner to light another Ner. That's Shmuel Shita. Ravasi is somewhere in between these two Shitas according to the Baal Ma'or. According to the Ramban, Shmuel held that only if I'm doing a Shemesh Gadol is there a Biza Mitzvah, similar to the Kisoy of Regal. But Rav and Ravasi will agree to each other that there's an Issa Shemesh over here. Now, the Baal Ma'or says something very interesting. The Baal Ma'or says that the Svara for why there be Issa to use the Ner Chanukah, why should there be Issa? What's the Issa? To be Nehena from it. So the Baal Ma'or says, because there is a Kedusha. Those that hold that there's an Isser, there's a Kedusha over here. The Menorah that you are lighting tonight represents the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. You're the Kohen Gadol lighting the Menorah. And the Menorah that you're lighting is the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. There's Me'ilah. You can't be Nehena from it. So too, from your Menorah, from your Neiris Chanukah, you can't be Nehena from it. The Rosh in Simen Vav, just to mention, the Rosh in Simen Vav is Mechadesh, the Rav Asi held that also a Tashmish Arei, even a passing Tashmish, may be Asa. There's different ways of understanding the Rosh. I want to just jump now to a little halacha l'maisa that comes out of this. We have the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if Adam got up to it, but the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel on page, what page is it? What did you say? Page 12. On page 12. So, in Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us over there, middle of the word, middle of the sif, it's a long sif, says, the fisha asa l'shtamish b'ner Chanukah, it's asa to use the ner Chanukah, v'afilu livdaik ma'is, or limnais in la'ira, even to check money, or to counter by the ayra, he brings down both shatim, because this is the Rambam, Rashi brought down limnaisan, the Rambam brings down both shatim, asar. Afilo tashmish shel kedusha, and even if I'm using it for something of kedusha, kigayin lilmaid la'ira, to learn by the light, which is a separate discussion. Also, what hanah does one have when the learning? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs la'av lehenis. No, seems like for limud Torah there is a hanah, which maybe we'll discuss a little more tomorrow. But al kabbanim afilo tashmish shel kedusha is also. And that's the Shitas Rishonim that we just quoted. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Brura says, "What Sifkat and Yud Aleph is going now on this inyan of Aser, that to use the Neris is Aser, Kidesh Loi Yehe Mitzvahs Bezuyas Alav, so that Mitzvahs won't be Bazui on him." He brings the Svara of Bizui. Bidavka bezeshu al kaparim tashmish arai. Avakol she'enim shamish klum. But if I'm not using the neiros, rashe leishiv bebeise v'shoshen erchanaka delekis. What does that mean? That when I'm sitting in a room where there's light, it's dark outside and it's dark in the room. We don't appreciate light as much as they used to appreciate it because we have electricity and we have light 24 hours a day. But it used to get dark as the days going down, as the sun setting, it got darker and darker, and then you were sitting in the dark. So there's a hanah that there's light in the room. So there's something called shimush, where I'm counting the money out in front of the light. But then there's something else, where I'm sitting in a room where there's light, it feels good. That's why at simchas, they always light candles. Why do they light candles at simchas? Because back then they didn't have electricity, and sitting in the dark, maybe romantic, but it is a little depressing. So you light candles to be, add more light. So at a simcha, you want it to be happy. So you light candles for more light. That's the idea of candles. So there's a hana that you have that you're in a room that is light. That Mishmur says is not a problem. The Shar Tzion adds, and he says, even afilu lehidlik a shamish, right? We light a shamish in order to get out of this machlekes rishonim. We light a shamish, and then it's considered like we're having enough from the shamish. Says the Shar Tzion, even if you did not light a shamish, k'may shenog like our minig, the leilech la'ar ner Chanukah lirosh lechashal shari. It's mutter to walk. If you're walking in the house, so now there's some light in the room, so you're not going to trip. That's mutter. Why? You're not mechuyv to close your eyes. Mikri tashmish. It's not called a usage. Tashmish again, a shimush. To use the light to do a maisa, to do something, that's aser. But to be nehena from the fact that there is light in the room, and I'm happy there's light in the room, or that now I can walk around the room without tripping, that's also mutter. Which is interesting, because in Masechta Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so over there, if you remember from the Piyutim, you say in the Chazar Sashatz by the Avodah Zarah Yom Kippur, so there's a lashon over there that the Kohen would close his eyes on his way out. And the Rosh quotes this piyut, and he says, our Gemara, he says, Ve'ein zeh b'gemara. We don't find this in the Gemara that the Kohen had to close his eyes. And Adrav in the Shami, it's mashma, they did not have to close his eyes, even though he was being a henna from the light of the menorah or whatever it may be, or whatever light it was, but he didn't have to close his eyes. It's not called a hanah. It's not called a hanah, the fact that he's able to walk out. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Beis Sivkatan Aleph. The Magen Avraham over there says something very interesting. Magen Avraham says, he's going on the Zman, at what time do we light the Neiris? Says the Magen Avraham, he brings from the Masech to Seifrim, Mitzvahs Hadlakasai Yishetishka Achama, from when the sun sets. But if one lit during the day, Ein oisim means you're not getting hanah from it, and you don't make a bracha from it, on it. Because the Gemara brachas tells us that Matzei Shabbos, when you make the bracha b'yom ha'eish, you should be able to have hanah from it. So the question is, you're not supposed to be nehenef from the neiris. So what's the Magen Avraham saying that he's calling him sechta seifrim? That the reason why we light at night is so that you can have enough from it. And that's why we don't light during the day. So again, what you see here is the same idea, this chiluk between shimush, using it to do a maisa, or just being nehena, that there is light. The fact that there's light is a hana, there's light in the room. Right? At most times, you just look at your fingernails, you're not looking to see if there's any dirt there, you're just looking at the difference. That's called a hana, that's not a shimush. And that's why we don't light during the day, because during the day, what's light going to do for us? So therefore, we light. The question is, warming yourself up by the heat of the nerves, is that called a hana? It's cold outside, and you want to warm yourself up by the heat of the nerves. And sometimes it could be giving off a lot of heat outside here. And there's no shamish. So that's also, Paiskim said, to warm yourself up is also considered a hana, a shimush. It's using the nair. It's not just a hana, it's a shimush. And that would be also to do by the nairis of Hanukkah. An interesting question comes up is, if let's say you have these candles, right? You have these candles which give off a smell. You can buy, there's all different, walk in some of these stores, the yuchid for all different types of smells that some are better than other smells, that you could buy candles that give off a smell, or musical candles, right? Those candles you light in and sings Ma'asor for you. You don't even have to sing Ma'asor. It does the job for you. Is that called being henna from the narrow knot? Is that henna from the narrow knot? So obviously such a question is going to be a question that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein speaks about, right? So he talks about on our suya in Chashukei Chemet, he brings this shayla down. Now the emes is that there's an interesting taisvis, Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says that women did not have to put on perfume because the smell of the k'tairis gave them a good smell. The Gemara says, "Kala shab yushlayim lahoyz tzrichel is basim mirechek tars." They got those such a good smell. So Taisus asks the kasha. Taisus says over there in Masechta Yuma, daflamet tesam adbeis, tema that the Gemara in Pesachim could be. You came across this in morning seder when you're learning Me'ilah, the inyan of Me'ilah. The Gemara says, "Kol umara v'reach." Call the sound or the mara, the looks, or reach, the smell. Amen, shemila. There's no dimila. So Taisus asks the question. He says, "V'diag meilu hu deleka yisurika," but there is a iser. So how could they be nehena from it? So Taisus v'yeshleima ini aser el shleikruvu atzman lazar kedela reach yaiser. Says the iser is the fact that. There's a smell and a good smell and may even rub off on you. That's not the issa. The issa is to be makarv yourself, to bring yourself closer to the azara so that to smell it. That's the issa. This is to makarv yikruvu atzal azara kedela riach yaisa to smell it better. That's the issa. So over here, the question over here is this ner that that gives off this musical sound, or if a ner gives off a smell, what would the din be? So Rav Yitzchak makes the diyek. He says, we say in Haneri Salalu, Ein lanu rishos lishtamish bahem, a shimush. Doesn't say hanaz aser. And that's the way we're learning. Like we learned based on the Mishnah Brura, the Paiskim, that a shimush is aser. Lishtamish bahem. Ein lanu rishos lishtamish bahem, to do a shimush. But to be nehena, hanaz is not aser. And that's what the Sharetzin is telling us. To walk, leilach, to be able to walk and not trip. I can walk without, the svara is, because I can walk without the neiris. I may trip a little, I may bump into the wall, but I can walk. With the neiris, I'm walking, I can walk better. What? Should be a shimush? And therefore, this should be a problem? So the question is, because is that a shemesh? Is that called a shemesh? Is that called a shemesh? Is that called a shemesh? Yeah. I can't hear. Okay, we'll have to know what that means. What does it mean, l'raisim? L'raisim could mean just look at it. His name is from l'shtamesh. You're being like the Elul Raisa? No, that's telling you what to do. But the Isser is the Shemesh. This is the Shemesh.
Also, is the degree of Shemesh going to change with whether we would get like hectish or just not, but it's hectish, but just stop. Sabbath, like this, can't verb. So there'd be a difference in the degree of Shemesh.
Yeah, but that, I don't know if that's going to change with this. I don't know if that's what's going to change. So, the question really is negated to our... Yeah. The what? Yeah, to go to warm yourself up, that's aser. If you're going there, any shemesh part, that's what that... The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara says, l'hartzei says the mice. To count your money there. So the emphasis is this is really negated to our Masechta Nedarim. Because what happens if someone's muda hana from someone else? What's considered hana? Hana is goof, right? If someone makes a neder, that he's not going to have hana from this person, or Reuven says, you can't have hana from me. From me. Who am I? What's called hana sa goof? What's called hana sa goof? What is hana sa goof? So on the Tezvav on base, there's a discussion over there in the Rishaynim, Achrayim, what's considered a Isra Hana, that you're having Hana from the Guf. What's the Hana? Pashtus, we take on that Lemaisa, if it's just playing the song or just giving off the smell, when you're not being scared of yourself to use it for that, that'll be Mutter. That's not considered the hanof from it. And there are other ayahs to this idea. The Masechta Seferim does continue with El Loraisim Bavad, like what was mentioned. Haneris Alon Al Madikin. And we say, "Ve'elon shus l'shtamish me'el roisim b'vad k'de lahoidos l'shimcha nifleisecha nisecha yishuasecha," which the nusach that's being mentioned over here is to the re'iyah was to get it to the re'iyah, is not just stamped to see it, but the re'iyah is supposed to bring out. And the Rambam writes about himself that he used to look at the neiris in a way that it brought out to him feelings of the nes, the Yeshua, of the appreciation of what took place to us back then. That was the that's the El Roy Samavad. I just want to mention in the few minutes that we have left is that one nekud is that before one starts to light, they should make it tonight. It's worthwhile making it tonight. That any oil or wicks that you can have left over, even if it went out during the Zman, but you're not machiv to relight it, should not have kedusha, and therefore you won't have to burn it. Which that's another thing that comes out of our sugya. If there's a kedusha, you may have to burn it. So that's one thing. You can make the tonight right now by yourself. And when lighting, already someone asked before about when to light the shamish, right? That's also negated our sugya that we're talking about over here, that because of machlokes rishonim, we light a shamish. The shamish should not be lit between the bracha and the mitzvah. The shamish, either you light it before the bracha, that the shamish is burning, or after you finish lighting those candles, after you finish lighting the neiros for that night, then you light the shamish. Where also the, once we're talking about that, so then the candle that you're using to light the neiros, the candle that you're using to light the neiros is, should be lit before the bracha, because in order to have Oivel HaSiyasan, the rule of Oivel HaSiyasan is that when it comes to Berachas HaMitzvahs, we want that as soon as you make the bracha, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah right away. You're about to be Mekayim the Mitzvah when you're making the bracha. Not that it's Oivel HaSiyasan, not that you're two steps away. So if I have to now light the candle, turn on the lighter, and then light the candle, so that's two steps away. So the light should be standing and waiting at the first candle that you're going to light, based on whatever your minig is, which one you light first, ready to light, make the bracha, or the brachas, and you light the candle, and then you continue lighting. You hold the candle by each light until it goes roif pesil, until it catches on fire, not that you just do a little and move on. Al shamish, the emes is that for the Indian of shamish, you can use electricity. And I'm saying anything that any light that there is, you're already mekayim shamish, unless you want to be negli the kavayosha that he talks about the amount of neiros that we light, including the shamish each night, and he makes a whole inyan out of it, which is inyan. But otherwise, you could rely on the electricity or whatever other source of light there is over there. So again, so the brachis, and then Haneir Salalu, some have the minute to start saying Haneir Salalu after you lit the first candle as you light the rest, or some wait until afterwards to say Haneir Salalu, and the svar is because it's actually being mefarsim the nes. Mefarsim nes. Ma'asur is a separate piyot that was added on later on about the different gullias that we have gone through, and it's tefillah for Mashiach to come soon. That's Ma'asur. There's a Yaivis that holds also the brachis is a chedek of the mitzvah hadlaka. If someone doesn't make the brachis, he says, he's talking about the Indian of basic knesses, that there's a tzad to say that we can light in basic knesses, but don't make a bracha because no marker to lighting in basic knesses in the Gemara. He says, but then what are you doing? You're not doing anything. Just lighting candles is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the piersim anes, which comes with the brachis. So it's important to be mechavin at the time when you're making the brachas, lighting the neiros, aneiros lola, whatever time you spend leroisam, to absorb the nes that has happened to us, and which is the nes of the pach shemen, the nes of the mechama that we won the mechama, and the chanukah samizbeach, and all the different nisim that have happened to us since then. Freilich and Chanukah.